in this bulletin, South Australia to lift its lockdown restrictions sooner than planned. The federal government considering delaying increases to the superannuation guarantee. And an extremist convicted of plotting terror attacks in Melbourne is jailed. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. South Australia is to lift restrictions put in place to contain a COVID-19 outbreak sooner than planned. The restrictions, which came into effect on Thursday, were to last 6 days, but effective immediately, exercise within households is now permitted. And as of midnight tomorrow, the stay-at-home order will be repealed. Restaurants and cafes will be allowed to reopen for seated consumption of food and drink, restricted to a density of one person per 4 square metres. South Australian Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says gatherings in private residences will be restricted to 10 people.
Funerals will have an allowance of 50 people, and weddings will return to an allowance of 150, but there will be no dancing or vertical consumption at weddings. Religious ceremonies will be restricted to 100 people. Private gatherings will be 50 people.
The decision to ease South Australia's lockdown early comes after investigations revealed a positive case of coronavirus linked to an Adelaide pizza bar misled contact traces. Premier Stephen Marshall says the man had told authorities he had only purchased a pizza from the shop when he had actually worked several shifts at the location. The Premier says the man's conduct was utterly unacceptable.
Had this person been truthful to the contact tracing teams, we would not have gone into a 6-day lockdown. The second consequence of that lie is this person has numerous associates, persons of interest, that we are now trying to identify and locate.
And Victoria will begin receiving international arrivals from December the 7th with an initial cap of 160 travellers per day. The state's hotel quarantine program was suspended in June, and an inquiry was called after multiple coronavirus outbreaks were linked to workers at Rydges and Stamford Plaza hotels. The outbreak sparked Victoria's second wave. A Victorian government spokeswoman says it will release further details about its reset quarantine program soon. The state has recorded no new cases of coronavirus for 21 days. In other news, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the prosecution of alleged war crimes by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan is likely to take a long time. An investigation has found there is credible evidence special forces personnel murdered 39 people and tortured 2 prisoners. Mr. Dutton has told Channel 9 any potential prosecutions are likely to take quite some time.
These are very complicated investigations, the forensic elements, all of the information that needs to be collated from here, out of Afghanistan, speaking to witnesses, etc. And that will take some time.
And a far-right extremist convicted of plotting terror attacks in Melbourne has been jailed for at least 9 years. Philip Galea was last year found guilty of planning to target venues, including the Melbourne Anarchist Club and Melbourne Resistance Centre. The 36-year-old researched methods for making explosive devices and unsuccessfully tried to recruit others to assist with the planned attacks. A review of Australia's retirement income system has found it to be effective and sound, but questions future legislated increases to the superannuation guarantee. The review found that while a rise in the super guarantee would result in people having better living standards in retirement, it would come at a cost to people during their working lives, particularly lower income earners. Legislated incremental increases in the compulsory superannuation guarantee are due to come into effect in July, starting with a rise from 9.5% to 10% and then to 12% over a number of years. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government has yet to make a decision on whether to pause the increases.
We will consider this report, we will consider other views that have been placed out there, and we'll make a decision about that in light of current circumstances before that scheduled increase takes place.
Ice cream giant Peter's has been accused of restricting competition at service stations and convenience stores. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has launched federal court action against the company, alleging that from 2014 to 2019, Peter's entered into exclusive dealing with PFD Food Services to distribute ice cream and other frozen confectionery. It's alleged the agreement meant other suppliers had no commercially viable way of distributing ice creams to service stations and convenience stores. The ACCC says the conduct may have deprived consumers of a variety of choice or the benefit of lower prices when purchasing ice cream. Let's go to sport now, and Adelaide's chances of hosting the first test against India have received a massive boost with South Australia's lockdown set to be lifted. Next month's day-night test at the Adelaide Oval had looked in jeopardy following South Australia's COVID-19 cluster, with the state's chief medical officer saying this week there was no guarantee they could host. But today's news of easing of restrictions from Saturday will go a long way to allaying those concerns over the December 17 fixture. Let's take a look at Saturday's weather now. Fine in Perth, a top of 26. In Adelaide, it'll be partly cloudy and 37. Much the same for Melbourne, 26. Partly cloudy as well for Hobart, 21 for you. In Canberra, sunny and 29. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 22. Much the same for Sydney, where it'll be 24 degrees. Partly cloudy as well in Newcastle, 25. Fine weather for Brisbane, where it'll be 29 degrees for you tomorrow. A couple of showers in Cairns, 30, and a shower with a possible storm in Darwin, 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more behind the headlines, don't forget to check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.